Por favor, vamos a su Biblia, a Éxodo, capítulo 20, versículo 1 a 6 en esta noche. Por favor, or please, rather. I'm translating my English into Spanish. It's messing me up tonight. Please turn in your Bible to Exodus chapter 20, starting in verse 1 this evening, down to verse 6. Éxodo 20, versículo 1 a 6, Exodus 20, verses 1 through 6 this evening. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Éxodo, capítulo 20, versículo 1 a 6. Y habló Dios todas estas palabras, diciendo, Yo soy Jehová tu Dios, que te saqué de la tierra de Egipto, de casa de servidumbre. No tendrás dioses ajenos delante de mí. No te harás imagen ni ninguna semejanza de lo que esté arriba en el cielo, ni abajo en la tierra, ni en las aguas debajo de la tierra. No te inclinarás a ellas. Y la honrarás porque yo soy Jehová Dios, fuerte y celoso, que visito la maldad de los padres sobre los hijos hasta la tercera y cuarta generación de los que me aborrecen. Y hago misericordia a millares a los que me aman y guardan mis mandamientos. Puede estar sentado. You may be seated. This morning we spent our time in Isaiah chapter 42, and in particular, verse 8, where it says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory would I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And esta mañana pasamos nuestro tiempo en Isaías 42, y en particular, versículo 8, cuando dice, Yo Jehová, este es mi nombre, y a otro no daré mi gloria. Y mi alabanza a escultores. There we're reminded that the God who is a creator, he's unwilling to share his glory with anyone or anything else. He's the only God and is the only one who is worthy of our praise and worship. Allí se nos recordó que a Dios que es creador no está dispuesto a compartir su gloria con nadie ni con nada más. Él es el único Dios y es el único digno de nuestro alabanza y adoración. This evening, I want us to take that theme. And I want us to use the jealousy of God to prove that Jesus is God. Or to prove the deity of Jesus Christ. Esta noche, quiero que llevemos ese tema un poco más allá. Y usemos los celos de Dios para probar la deidad de Jesucristo. So it is my understanding this evening that we would arrive at a theological conclusion that Jesus is God. Es decir, que comprendamos la deidad de Jesucristo. The law declares, God is a jealous God. La ley declara que Dios es un Dios celoso. In the beginning of the Ten Commandments, God reiterates his authority over the nation of Israel because he delivered them from Egypt. They're to have no other gods before him, for he is the only one who could deliver them from the gods of the land that they were captive in. Al comienzo de los 10 mandamientos, Dios reitera su autoridad sobre la nación de Israel al librarlos de Egipto. No deben tener otros dioses delante de él, porque él es el único que podría librarlos de los dioses de la tierra en la que estaban cautivos. It's not until verses 8 through 11 that he asserts that his authority is based on his work of creation. God is to be worshipped alone because he is both redeemer and creator. His work of redemption is as great as his work of creation. No es hasta los versículos 8 a 11 que él afirma su autoridad basada en su obra de creación. Dios debe ser adorado solo porque él es tanto redentor como creador. Su obra de redención es tan grande como su obra de creación. In Isaiah, the emphasis for the nation maintains these two aspects. We did not read the following chapters in Isaiah, as God moves from not just redeeming them, but also from creating them. Our God alone is to be worshipped because of what he does. En Isaías, el énfasis para la nación mantiene estos dos aspectos. No leímos los siguientes capítulos de Isaías mientras Dios pasa de redimirlos a crearlos. Solo nuestro Dios debe ser adorado por lo que hace. Israel was to worship alone because he provided them physical deliverance from the bondage of Egypt. How much more should he alone be the theme of our worship who has delivered us from bondage unto sin? Israel debía adorarlo solo a él porque él les proporcionó liberación física de la esclavitud en Egipto. ¿Cuánto más debería ser él solo el tema de nuestra adoración, quien nos ha librado de la esclavitud del pecado? Now notice verse 5. Ahora fíjense en el versículo 5. And if thy, that's chapter 21. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. No te inclinarás a ellas, ni las honrarás, porque yo soy Jehová Dios fuerte, celoso, que visito la maldad de los padres sobre los hijos hasta la tercera y cuarta generación de los que me aborrecen. This is the declaration of God. Notice verse 1. Esta es la declaración de Dios. Note versículo 1. Now, and God spake all these words, saying. Y habló Dios todas estas palabras diciendo. This is God speaking here. Después en pasaje, el pueblo dice, no más, no más. Moisés, usted oye por nosotros. Here, God speaking to the entire nation. Later, the people are going to say, no more. Moses, you go here for us. We can't. The whole nation is hearing God say, God speaks these words to the people. I am a jealous God. Dios dice, yo soy celoso. This particular Hebrew word is only used 6 times in the Bible. All 6 times are found in the law of Moses. And it is further only used exclusively of God. Esta palabra en hebreo en particular solo se usa 6 veces en la Biblia. Los 6 tiempos están en la ley de Moisés. Además, se usa exclusivamente para Dios. The root of the word is a familiar word. It has a sense of being zealous or jealous in the marriage setting. So the root from which this word comes is used in the marriage, and it's used in particular of a husband being jealous when his wife commits adultery. And so we have this beginning of a picture used here, because throughout the Old Testament, the Bible uses the illustration that adultery is the same as idolatry. La raíz de esta palabra se usa en el sentido de ser celoso en el contexto del matrimonio. Esa es la palabra que se usa para que un esposo esté celoso de que su esposa haya cometido adulterio. A lo largo del Antiguo Testamento, la Biblia usa la ilustración de adulterio para referirse a la idolatría. The rightful jealousy of a husband whose wife is in an adulterous relationship is the same manner of response of God when his people worship idols. They too take the adoration that should belong to him alone, and they give it to another.
El celo legítimo de una esposa cuya esposa está en una relación adultera es la misma forma de respuesta de Dios cuando su pueblo adora ídolos. Ellos también toman la adoración que debería pertenecer solo a él y se la dan a otro.
Israel was warned that God's jealousy would bring judgment.
Se advirtió a Israel que los celos de Dios traerían juicio. Por favor, en su Biblia Josué. Please turn your Bible to Joshua. And it's actually further my notes. Joshua chapter 24. Josué capítulo 24. Joshua chapter 24. Verse 19. Josué capítulo 24, versículo 19. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God, he is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Josué, capítulo 24, versículo 19. Entonces Josué dijo al pueblo, no podréis servir a Jehová, porque él es Dios santo, y Dios celoso no sufrirá vuestras rebeliones y vuestros pecados.
Ah, pastor, problema. Yes, we have a problem.
Tú dices seis tiempos la palabra celoso en hebrea, y todo en la ley de Moisés. ¿Qué explicar? ¿Qué es explicación para aquí?
Pastor, you just said that the word jealous that was used in Exodus is only used six times in the Hebrew and in the Bible, and it's all used in the Law of Moses.
How come we're reading about it here? Ah, different word. Coming from the same root. It's only used two times. Here? Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. Esta palabra es mismo a raíz, es diferente palabra en hebrea, solamente dos tiempos en la Biblia. Aquí, en Nahum, capítulo 1, versículo 2. Aquí, cuando Josué está terminando su ministerio, les lanza un desafío para que sirvan a Dios viviente.
Con gran entusiasmo, dan una respuesta emocional para servir a Dios de buena gana.
Josué les advierte de la severidad de su decisión.
As Joshua is here finishing his ministry, he issues them a challenge to serve the living God. With great enthusiasm, they're excited. They're going to do it. We're going to do it. We'll serve the Lord.
Just says you can't do it. God's a jealous God. Note that. I want to go a little bit more into the context, and I have my notes, so please bear with me. Notice verse 14. Fíjense el versículo 14. Ahora, pues temer a Jehová y servidle con integridad y en verdad y quitar de entre vosotros los dioses a los cuales sirvieron vuestros padres a otro lado del río y en Egipto y servir a Jehová. Verse 14, now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. In verse 15, he pushes it even further, and he concludes, concluye, in versículo 15, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Pero yo y mi casa serviremos a Jehová. What is verse 16? And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
Versículo 16, entonces el pueblo respondió y dijo, nunca tal acontezca que dejemos a Jehová para servir a otros dioses.
Verse 18 closes, therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God.
Nosotros, pues, también serviremos a Jehová porque Él es nuestro Dios. Entonces Josué dijo al pueblo, no podréis servir a Jehová porque Él es Dios santo y Dios celoso. No sufrirá vuestras rebeliones y vuestros pecados.
And Joshua said unto the people, verse 19, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God, he is a jealous God, he will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. Here is a preacher, if you would, Joshua just gets up. He has given the history of the nation.
Josué predique, presente la historia de la nación. Dios es grande. Y el pueblo respondió, sí, servidele a Jehová.
We will serve the Lord. Isn't this what a preacher wants? I preach and everybody responds, yes, pastor, we're going to do it. What does Joshua say? Man, great service. Everybody responded. Everybody was with me and was excited. And they all vowed. And the altar was full of people that said they were going to serve the Lord. Isn't that what all the evangelists want? Isn't that what the pastors try for? What does Joshua do? Not so fast. Slow down.
You make decisions a key. You make your decisions here. You can make your decisions with your emotions. Decisiones con emocionales. Necesita inteligente. You need the intelligence. You need the wisdom. Necesita sabiduría.
Pastor, we're all with you. We're going to do it.
Grande. Are you ready? Can you actually do it? Do you understand who God is? What a challenge. Joshua is going to challenge them that he's a jealous God. The only other place that this occurs is Nahum chapter 1 verse 2, where Nahum opens his indictment against Nineveh with a promise of the jealous nature of a God who will avenge his name. As he begins to describe the great ferocity of the wrath of God being poured onto Nineveh. Nahum abre su acusación contra Nineveh con la promesa de la naturaleza celosa de Dios que vengará su nombre, mientras comienza a describir la gran ferocidad de la ira de Dios.
Here, Joshua warns the nation who has watched God deliver them from Egypt, bring them across the Red Sea and the Jordan River, and give them the promised land. Many of these people now, though, they'd not been born when they crossed the Red Sea. Remember, this nation died in the wilderness. Many of them had not heard God speak at Mount Sinai. So they need this history which Joshua had just given them.
Aquí Josué advierte a la nación que ha visto a Dios liberar a los de Egipto, llevarlos a través del mar rojo y al río Jordán y darles la tierra prometida. Muchos de ellos no habían nacido cuando cruzaron el Mar Rojo o cuando la nación escuchó a Dios hablar en el monte Sinaí.
Joshua understood the jealousy of God. He and Caleb buried their generation and their father's generation in the wilderness. He understood how important it was to make certain that this new generation walked with God.
Josué entendió los celos de Dios. que le enterraron a su generación y a la generación de su padre. Comprendió lo importante que era asegurarse de que esta nueva generación caminará con Dios. Caminará con Dios. The people, while quickly responding, are encouraged, be careful. God's jealous. And upon accepting this relationship, God will not allow them to share his glory with anyone else. Se anima a las personas que responden rápidamente a que tengan cuidado. Dios es un Dios celoso y al aceptar esta relación, Dios no les permitiría compartir su gloria con nadie más. Let us remember our God is jealous for his name. And again, I want to make the application. I made it this morning. But I want to make this application back to salvation. Be very careful how much attention, emphasis you place on the man whom God uses in his service to lead people to himself. I am not diminishing that they have an important role. However, it's God alone who is worthy to be praised for our redemption. Recordemos, nuestro Dios está celoso de su nombre. Nuevamente, si puedo hacer la aplicación a la salvación, tenga mucho cuidado con el reemphasis que pone en los hombres a quienes Dios usa en su servicio para guiar a las personas hacia él. No estoy disminuyendo que tengan un papel importante. Sin embargo, solo Dios es digno de ser alabado por nuestra redención. Additionally, be careful how much you elevate your role in salvation. Our salvation is a work of God. It is of grace. And it is completely by faith. We are incapable and unworthy of redeeming ourselves. Let us make sure we do not take glory away from God.
Además, tenga cuidado con cuánto eleva su papel en la salvación. Nuestra salvación es obra de Dios. Todo es por gracia, completamente por fe. Somos indignos e incapaces de redimirnos. Asegurémonos de no quitarle la gloria a Dios.
Now turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 12. Por favor, vayamos a Hechos, capítulo 12. God demonstrates for us the vengeance of his jealousy. Acts chapter 12. Dios demuestra la venganza de sus celos. Acts chapter 12, verses 20 to verse 23. Hechos 12, versículo 20 a 23. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country is nourished by the king's country. Y Herodes estaba enojado contra los de Tiro y de Sidón, pero ellos vinieron de acuerdo a él y sobornaron Blasto, que era camarero mayor del rey. Pedían paz porque su territorio era abastecido por el del rey. Verse 21, and upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Versículo 21. Y un día señalado, Herodes, vestido de ropas reales, se sentó en el tribunal y les arengó. Y el pueblo aclamaba gritando, ¡Voz de Dios y no de hombre! El momento de un ángel del Señor le hirió, por cuanto no dio la gloria a Dios, y expiró comido de gusanos. In this passage, we have a wicked man. He's sitting on the throne. Now, this is not the same Herod that was around when Jesus was born, but another man by the same name. En ese pasaje tenemos a un hombre inicuo sentado en el trono. Este no es el mismo Herodes que estaba cuando nació Jesús, sino otro con el mismo nombre. One day, the king, he's making this great big speech. He's got this idea. He's sitting on his throne in his royal apparel, and he gives this great oration. I don't know what he said. Vamos a nosotros.
Instead, it tells us how the people responded. In verse 22, they declared that this was the voice of a God and not of a man.
Un día el rey pronuncia un gran discurso mientras está sentado en su trono. No sé lo que dijo. La Biblia no lo incluye para nosotros. En cambio, nos dice cómo respondió la gente. En el versículo 22, declararon que la suya era la voz de un Dios y no de un hombre. Now, his response appears to be different than Paul and Barnabas. Su respuesta parece ser diferente a la de Pablo y Bernabé en capítulo 14, en chapter 14. In chapter 14, in verse 12, it says in Acts 4, Hechos 14, versículo 20, and they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. Y a Bernabé llamaban Júpiter y a Pablo Mercurio porque este era el que llevaba la palabra, versículo 14, cuando lo oyeron los apóstoles Bernabé y Pablo, rascaron sus ropas y se lanzaron entre la multitud dando voces y diciendo, varones, ¿por qué hacéis esto? Nosotros también somos hombres semejantes a vosotros, que os anunciamos que de estas vanidades os convirtáis al Dios vivo que hizo el cielo y la tierra, al mar y todo lo que en ellos hay. Verse 14, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes, they ran in among the peoples, crying out and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea, and all things are therein. But that's not how Herod responds. Herod appears to rejoice in the adulation. He accepts the praise that he is the voice of God. In verse 23, we're told that he did not give God the glory. Therefore, he was eaten of worms and died. Herodes parece regocijarse con la adulación. Acepta la alabanza de tener la voz de un Dios. En el versículo 23 se nos dice que él no le dio a Dios la gloria. Por lo tanto, fue devorado por gusanos y murió. This is a very grotesque death. In front of the people, he finishes his speech, he accepts the accolades, and then he drops dead because he didn't give God the glory. Esa es una muerte grotesca. Delante de la gente termina su discurso, acepta sus elogios, y luego cae muerto por no darle a Dios la gloria. So why stop here? ¿Por qué parar aquí? I want us to be reminded, whether in Nineveh where God executed his wrath on a nation, or here where God executed his wrath on an individual, our God is a jealous God. He will not allow others to share in his glory. It belongs to him and to him alone. Quiero que recordemos, ya sea en Nínive, donde Dios ejecutó su ira sobre una nación, o aquí, donde Dios ejecutó su ira sobre un individuo, nuestro Dios es un Dios celoso. No permitirá que otros compartan su gloria. Le pertenece a él, y solo a él. When Herod refused to give God glory, God killed him. The nature of his death pointed to the displeasure of God. The Bible explicitly tells us this is the reason why he died in this manner. Cuando Herod se negó a dar gloria a Dios, Dios lo mató. La naturaleza de su muerte señaló el disgusto de Dios. La Biblia nos dice explícitamente que esta es la razón por la que murió de esta manera. Now, turn to Philippians chapter 2. Ahora, vayamos a Filipenses capítulo 2. God is not jealous of Jesus. Because Jesus is God.
Dios no está celoso de Jesús porque Jesús es Dios.
Because of time, we will not look at the Gospel of John and see the multiple times in which Jesus claimed to be God. We'll look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6.
Debido a tiempo, no miraremos el Evangelio de Juan y veremos las múltiples ocasiones en las que Jesús afirmó ser Dios.
In Filipenses, capítulo 2, versículos 5 y 6. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Haya pues en vosotros este sentir que hubo también en Cristo Jesús, el cual, siendo en forma de Dios, no estimó hacer igual a Dios como cosa a que aferrarse.
Notice in a presentation on humility, Paul describes the deity of Jesus Christ. He did not think it robbery to be equal with God. Literally, claiming for himself to be the very essence and the person of God, didn't take anything away from God. It was not a robbery from God because it was his. It belonged to him.
Note en una presentación sobre la humildad, Pablo describe la deidad de Jesucristo. No pensó que sería un robo ser igual a Dios. Literalmente afirmar que él mismo es la esencia misma y la persona de Dios no le quitó nada a Dios.
Now consider the people to whom Jesus was presenting and declaring this to. This was a nation and a people who had been warned of the jealousy of God. Their history was full of illustrations of the wrath of God because of them provoking him to jealousy.
Ahora, consideré a las personas a quienes Jesús les estaba presentando y declarando esto. Este era un pueblo que había sido advertido de los celos de Dios. Su historia estuvo llena de ilustraciones de la ira de Dios debido a que lo provocaron a celos. In reality, they're still living under the shadow of the captivity. They're in their land, but they're still under the authority of another nation. Now comes one who proclaims that he is equal to God.
En realidad viven bajo la sombra del cautiverio. Están en su tierra, pero todavía están bajo la autoridad de otra nación. Ahora viene uno que proclama que es igual a Dios.
God is jealous for his name. He will not share his glory with anyone else. So what does God do with Jesus Christ?
Dios está celoso de su nombre. No compartirá su gloria con nadie más.
Entonces, ¿qué hace Dios con Jesucristo?
Read with me verses 9 and 10. Lee conmigo los versículos 9 y 10.
Wherefore?
Dios celoso por su nombre. Correcto? So what should come after? God is jealous for his name, so what should come after the wherefore?
The wrath of God. La ira de Dios.
No.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
Por lo cual Dios también le exaltó hasta lo sumo y le dio un nombre que es sobre todo nombre,
para que en el nombre de Jesús se doble toda rodilla de los que están en los cielos, en la tierra y debajo de la tierra.
Y toda lengua confiese que Jesucristo es el Señor para gloria de Dios Padre.
Verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
God not only does not condemn or act in jealousy to the claim of Jesus Christ, he exalts the name of Jesus Christ. This is only possible if Jesus is indeed very God, a very God.
Dios no solo no condena ni actúa con celos ante el reclamo de Jesucristo. sino que exhorta al nombre de Jesús. Esto solo es posible si Jesús es realmente Dios de Dios mismo.
The word to highly exalt in the Greek is the idea to exalt to the highest possible rank. It is to give supreme majesty to one. God is not jealous that Jesus claims to be equal with him. Instead, he exalts him and makes his name great, in verse 11, to the glory of God the Father.
La palabra exaltar mucho en el griego es la idea de exaltar al rango más alto posible. Es darle suprema majestad a uno. Dios no está celoso de que Jesús afirme ser igual a él. En cambio, lo exalta y hace supremo su nombre.
Aplicación. Our God is a jealous God. He is zealous for his name and for his glory. He will not allow others to take the glory which is rightly his.
Nuestro Dios es un Dios celoso. Es celoso por su nombre y por su gloria. No permitirá que otros tomen la gloria que por derecho le pertenece.
The Bible reflects his jealousy and his wrath revealed as his name and glory was not properly ascribed.
However, when Jesus claimed to be equal with God, God did not condemn, but rather he exalted. He did this because Jesus is indeed very God of very God.
La Biblia refleja su celos y su ira revelada, ya que su nombre y gloria no fueron atribuidos correctamente. Sin embargo, cuando Jesús afirmó ser igual a Dios, Dios no condenó, sino que exaltó. Hizo esto porque Jesús es en verdad Dios de Dios.
This evening, as we pray for Thanksgiving, I want us to rejoice in this. Our Savior is very God of very God. Let us rejoice and give glory to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we praise the name which God will exalt above every name, so that all will bow in worship before him.
Esta noche, mientras nos preparamos para el Día de Acción de Gracias, quiero que nos regocijemos en esto. Nuestro Salvador es el Dios mismo de Dios. Regocijémonos y demos gloria a nuestro Dios y Salvador Jesucristo. Alabemos el nombre que Dios exaltará sobre todo nombre para que todos se postran en adoración ante él. Vamos a orar.
Father, I do ask that you would help us to exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I trust that as we spend the time looking at your word to develop the reality of your jealousy. You won't share your glory. You won't share your name with any other. And yet one came along, Jesus, who declared that he is God. He used your covenant name with no apology. He claimed it for himself. And Father, your declaration is not only that there's no wrath and there's no jealousy, but you exalted his name. So one day soon, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is indeed Lord to your glory. Father, as we prepare for Thanksgiving, may we rejoice that our Redeemer is not a man. Our Redeemer is very God of very God. Thank you for his humility that he took on flesh, that he became man to redeem us. But even in so doing, he never stopped being God. Oh, Father, may this be something we rejoice in, that we speak of often. Jesus Christ is our God. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ we ask these things. And we praise you. Amen.